Ever met someone who leaves emotional devastation in their wake? That person might be what psychotherapist Joseph Burgo calls an extreme narcissist. Not just someone who takes too many selfies, but an individual with a defensive personality structure affecting about 5% of the population. What makes these individuals particularly dangerous is that their behavior stems not from excessive self-love, but from profound shame they're desperate to escape. This shame creates a psychological fortress where they must always be the winner, making everyone else the loser. Understanding this winner-loser dynamic is crucial for protecting yourself from their destructive patterns. Whether they appear as moral crusaders, bullies, know-it-alls, or seducers, extreme narcissists share one thing: a desperate need to avoid feeling defective by making others feel inferior instead. The self-righteous narcissist wields moral superiority as a weapon. Take Fiona, who adopted veganism primarily to demonstrate her superiority over others. She organizes protests, chooses friends based on ideological alignment, and severs ties with family who question her beliefs. These narcissists thrive in religious settings, displaying exaggerated devotion while judging others harshly. The narcissistic bigot represents an extreme case, like Baptist minister George Reckers, who campaigned to convert gay men while secretly hiring male escorts. Many addicts display narcissistic traits, forming stronger bonds with substances than people and escaping stress through drug-induced grandiosity. Ian, a 27-year-old computer scientist, retreated from his career into an online game where his avatar achieved celebrity status. In therapy, he revealed deep shame from hypercritical parents who made him feel perpetually inadequate. Some become addicted to physical transformation, like Rodrigo Alves, who underwent 20 procedures to resemble the perfect Ken doll. Michael Jackson's narcissism originated from childhood abuse. Ashamed of his appearance, especially his big nose resembling his father's, Michael had countless surgeries and bleached his skin, admitting, "I'm unlimited on stage, but off stage, I'm not really happy." The vindictive narcissist relentlessly pursues retribution against perceived slights. When Lily's husband Adam defended himself during arguments, she would escalate from specific complaints to absolute condemnations. "You understand nothing about love," or "You're so unbelievably selfish." She then orchestrated elaborate punishment schemes, from destroying belongings to spreading rumors. In the workplace, this vindictiveness destroys careers. When Tyler failed to recognize his new boss, Phil, with a casual, "And you are," Phil took offense and systematically undermined him, rejecting proposals, contradicting himself about budgets, and publicly humiliating Tyler, even sabotaging his subsequent job search. Bullying narcissists typically emerge from chaotic, abusive households where identification with the aggressor becomes a survival mechanism. Denise initially befriended Lizzie perfectly, then began isolating her from others. When Lizzie started dating Mark, Denise bombarded her with desperate texts during dates and launched character assassinations when Lizzie didn't respond immediately. Lance Armstrong exemplifies narcissistic bullying at scale, attacking journalists investigating his doping practices, calling Sunday Times' David Walsh a little troll conducting a vendetta, and weaponizing his wealth to silence accusers through lawsuits and smear campaigns. Seductive narcissists possess magnetic charisma that effortlessly draws others in. Unlike genuinely charismatic people, they simulate empathy, understanding psychology only to manipulate. Their implicit bargain? "I'll make you feel fascinating if you validate me." Julia, a beautiful British receptionist in her 20s, exemplified this pattern. Living through admirers' generosity, she gave each man undivided attention, making him feel uniquely important and sexually special. When they sought commitment, she would disengage with practical excuses. Madonna demonstrates how seductive narcissism often stems from early maternal loss. After her mother died when she was 5, Madonna developed patterns of seducing and exploiting people for advancement. Former boyfriend Dan Gilroy noted she maintained backup relationships, each serving a purpose. When confronted about infidelity, Madonna cruelly told her fiancé she made him and he was nothing before her. Resisting seductive narcissists requires exceptional self-awareness. The best defense is modesty. Distrust sudden infatuation and question premature idealization. Narcissistic parents view their children as extensions of themselves, either idealizing them as trophies reflecting their grandiosity or scapegoating them as repositories for their shame. Earl Woods exemplifies idealization, devoting himself to molding Tiger into a golf prodigy and declaring that Tiger will do more than any other man in history to change the course of humanity. Raised as his father's world center and conditioned for ruthless competition, Tiger never developed crucial emotional skills like humility or empathy. Celine's story demonstrates parents living vicariously through children. Her mother forced her into beauty pageants from age 4, subjecting her to exhausting rehearsals and relentless pressure. By 7, Celine developed depression and an eating disorder. When pageants ended, her mother simply redirected her narcissistic needs into Celine's piano and academics. Many survivors report devastating emotional abuse, with parents routinely calling them stupid, worthless, or mentally unstable, projecting their own unconscious shame. These parents often designate one child as the scapegoat who can do nothing right, while another becomes the golden child representing perfection. When dealing with self-righteous narcissists, accept they're immune to reason. Don't try to change them. In workplaces, respond to blame with simple apologies. I'm sorry, how can I fix this? Rather than protesting injustice, which only intensifies attacks. With vindictive narcissists, focus on prevention. Avoid becoming a target by never wounding their self-esteem. Document everything early, as they often begin campaigns before targets realize they're under attack. Build a support network of people who know your character. Don't retaliate, as this only escalates their assault. For family bullying narcissists where escape isn't possible, understand that shame drives their behavior. Rather than reasoning with them or challenging them directly, manage their triggers while maintaining emotional distance. In romantic involvements, the best approach is avoiding extreme narcissists entirely or disengaging once you recognize their nature. Don't expect to change them. They cannot respond to compassion with compassion. When disengagement isn't possible, avoid wounding their fragile self-esteem, as appeals to reason will fail. Understanding the winner versus loser dynamic is crucial when coping with extreme narcissists. They powerfully affect your self-esteem. Seductive narcissists make you feel special, while others work to make you feel inferior. Their self-confidence often makes you doubt your perceptions. When wounded by narcissistic contempt, we may unconsciously adopt similar defensive strategies: righteous indignation, wounded innocence, or blame reversal. Without recognizing this dynamic, we become trapped in mutual attacks. The solution is focusing on your own narcissistic vulnerabilities rather than assigning blame. During her divorce, Tina Swithin found it helpful to view her narcissistic ex-husband as a frightened child full of shame. When attacked, try seeing the lonely, unloved child behind the adult's face. This compassion helps preserve your self-respect while avoiding threats to their fragile self-esteem. Understanding our own narcissistic responses is essential when dealing with narcissistic behavior. By recognizing the wounded child behind their actions, we can respond with compassion without becoming casualties of their psychological warfare.